Welcome to our new podcast, Better Safe Than Sorry by Wipro. I'm Nico Capitoni, Cyber Practice Head at Wipro Switzerland, and I will be your host for the series. In this podcast, we'll delve into various aspects of cybersecurity, inviting global security leads to discuss trends, impact on new concepts, regulation, talent retention, and more through one-on-one discussions. The format is straightforward. I'll be asking four questions to a cyber leader. Our primary objective is to provide insightful information beyond the very flashy marketing of this industry. In today's episode, I'm speaking with Gomit Pant. Gomit is the Group VP and Global IS Manager for Security Services at ABB. If you don't know the company, ABB is a large technology leader in electrification and automation. Gomit has been in this industry for about 20 years. He worked for various companies in industries like financial services, energy, mining, and now into electrification and automation. Hi, Gomit. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for being the very first guest of our new podcast.
Hi, Nico, and thank you so much for inviting me onto this podcast.
Let's start with our first question around trends. So I'm always getting the question from IT leaders around the top three things that they need to look and to watch. So what in your view, Gomit, the top three things that you have to consider?
Sure. Before I begin, I must mention that whatever I speak today is based on personal experience, not related to ABB. And to start off this one, you know, this is a question which I keep hearing, and sometimes I feel that a day would not be enough to answer what all things should a security professional be keeping their eyes on. And I'm not going to talk about stuff that's largely operational in nature, that's around situational awareness like threat landscape, adversarial activities, geopolitical situation, looking at the incident trend, zero day situation. I mean, this is all given. You have to be there when it comes to security. But beyond that, what's very important to keep an eye on, I would say the regulatory paradigm is changing. And there is a lot that happens around in the geography where you are operating. Like if you're in the European region, you have a lot of European laws. European Union is coming out with a lot of regulations. And then also the industry, because certain regulations are industry specific. So one has to keep an eye on. The cost of compliance is much lesser than the cost of non-compliance. So obviously, that's one area where you know, security professional needs to have their eyes on. Then there is a rapid innovation and movement towards cloud that we see, and it's not a new topic, but it's evolving because, you know, every new day new technology is coming, new SaaS offering is coming. So a security professional must stay abreast to the cloud offering and the way cloud is defining how we do IT works today. And lastly, and one of the most pertinent topics would be AI. It's happening, like it or not. There are many transformations that have happened in past. Digital transformation, cloud.com. None of them initially were thought as significantly impacting, but they did. Yeah. So and AI will as well do a lot of impact. So a security professional must look out for the innovations that are happening. And probably also how they can use it in their space.
Let's deep dive a little bit into cloud security, Gomit, because it's true that cloud has been around for a long time now. But securing the cloud, the multi-cloud workloads, applications, it's becoming more important than ever. So what's your take on this, Gomit?
Good that you mentioned cloud is not a new topic, definitely. And also cloud security is not a new topic. If you look at cloud security as such, the topic started becoming very much structured when the cloud security posture management tools showed up at the horizon. Before that, cloud security was almost what was on the offer by the CSPs. But with the advent of a platform agnostic CSP, the ballgame has changed. Security professionals have got a much better visibility of what's happening in the cloud. And with that, also you can provide a real reason why security is important, because you start getting visibility into misconfigurations very quickly, which was earlier not so well available. The bad news here is if you're not on top of cloud security as an area, the proliferation of problems will be very fast, more much faster than you can manage. And by the time you know that, you know, your cloud, how is your cloud security posture, you might be very far away from keeping it under control. But the good news is that because the nature of cloud is such, you can attain security posture of a reasonable maturity very quickly. So organizations must focus on certain foundational activities, deploying technologies that can help them get a quick visibility of how security is, enforcing certain controls that make sure that while the user experience is not impacted, there are certain security practices that are foundational by design. And here, I must say that an organizational mandate becomes a must. You cannot drive these things because cloud subscriptions can be bought by anybody. Yeah, anybody with a good enough limit on a credit card can own a data center today. So we must make sure that there is an organizational level mandate which ensures good experience for users while consuming cloud, but also mandates security as a by design requirement.
Let's now talk a little bit about AI and its impact, right? So that's obviously a very trendy topic. We keep hearing all the time that attackers are getting smarter with AI, but do you also believe, Gomit, that it could be also a way for you to become more efficient in the way you are securing your applications, workload, and your company assets?
AI is happening, you like it or not. Yeah, digital transformation happened, cloud journeys happened, automation happened, virtualization happened, everything happened. AI will also happen. And AI will be very significantly impacting how we work on security today. And look at all the three tenets. Usage of AI for business purposes, which security is required to protect for all the TRISM, as Gartner defines it. And also, we must be ready to defend ourselves against the attacks that are done using AI technologies. If there is an easy way to compromise an organization, 99% of times adversaries will use that, because we always mention that, you know, adversaries are lazy and they'll go for the easiest pick, they'll go for the most vulnerable environment. So same way as, you know, if AI is easing our lives, AI will ease adversaries' life as well. So here, in that case, then the only answer to defend against a machine would be a machine. Yeah, you cannot put a person to defend against a machine. That's a very plain, simple, obvious. So my take on it, AI is happening. AI is happening in business, which we need to protect. AI is happening at the adversarial side, which we must be ready to defend against. So, and the answer lies in the use of technology, use of AI. There is a lot of innovation happening at the OEM's end. There is always going to be a pinch of salt as to how you consume it, how ready it is. But I would say keep your eyes open, look at the solutions that are available, look at the storyline now where you want to have a complete picture of how you would want to use AI. There is enough material available to build a storyline and a strategy that you can work on for a year and a half, even starting today, that where you can go with the usage of AI. Use what OEMs have to offer by default and develop your storyline on top of it. Don't leave it to chance that, okay, something will magically happen that will take care of my journey. Make use of whatever is available today from the OEMs, from the market, and learn the patterns, make it part of situational awareness that how AI is evolving in the adversarial landscape. And just keep focus. Don't lose this one. I mean, there is no destination here in AI in security. It's always going to be a journey. We'll evolve, our adversaries will evolve.
Moving on into our final question on people and talent retention. So, as we all know, the cybersecurity industry is booming. So, how do you retain your top talent, Gomit? Do you have any tips to share?
This is an interesting one for sure, Nico. And this is the only place where probably you and I both will compete, you know, because it's the same talent pool that we're all behind. And then there is one portion that's resource pool, then there is obviously talent pool. You tend to differentiate when I say bespoke skills. When you're targeting people with bespoke skills, you must firstly find the right people and make sure that you are able to retain them. And every person's need for their retention needs to be taken care of. If it's knowledge they seek, give them knowledge, have programs that can give them continuous improvement. It's mutual gain, by the way, because knowledge in security field, you become very quickly an obsolete person if you're not upgrading. And then keep the challenge high while making sure that if you cannot balance out work-life harmony, then you have another way to balance it. And the other softer aspects that I feel are very important is keep people aligned to the organization's mission, vision, and the values that the organization carries. Otherwise, in today's world where everybody is working from some part of the world, keeping people connected to the organization is going to be very defining. People won't think of going away, going out of the organization if they feel connected to the organization via you or the team in some way. So just make sure that they feel that if they defend an attack or if they are able to protect the organization better, they feel that they have contributed in some way to the larger objective and not just satisfied their job description or goals. So summarizing, summarizing it, I would just say that there's no templatized answer. You just need to find what the teams desire for in the global context and be committed to offer what you can.
Gomit, thank you so much for the insightful discussion and especially for being our very first guest in this new podcast.
Thanks, Nico. Thanks for inviting me once again.
Next time, I will talk about the importance of moving to modern SOC, combining SOC capabilities, OT and threat intelligence. Don't forget to share, subscribe, and give us a good rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like this episode. We also appreciate your comments on the show. Just drop us a note. Your feedback drives our improvements.